This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And my first guests are going to be joining us on the show. And I want to tell you something. This is the first time that we've had them on the program, and that's UV40. And I must tell you, it's a very exciting announcement that they're going to be making, because for the first time, they're going to be doing a massive tour right here in the good old USA. We will be talking to them from grand old jolly England. And then later on in the program, comedian and part of Impractical Jokers, funny show, Joe Gatto will be joining us. A lovely actress with a brand new movie out, Robin Lively. You've heard of her. She's done so many things in this business. And then we're going to chat about some trends in gaming with Jennifer Jolly. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. After a quick pause, we'll be here with UB40.
For by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
If you haven't switched to MediShare yet, two big reasons to at least consider it and why it makes so much sense right now. Number one's inflation, which is just affecting everything. It makes sense to say, okay, where can I actually save? Well, you could save a lot in one fell swoop if you switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month. Secondly, your conscience. MediShare members aren't forced to pay for things they don't support or believe in, and that's a big deal for a lot of people right now. They want their money to actually help people. And one more reason, you can trust MediShare. It's been the gold standard for healthcare sharing for more than 25 years. It works, and members love it, too. It has double the customer satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. So now's a great time to consider making the switch, and they're very easy to talk to. MediShare has great customer service. You can even get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Now, I know that this group has a brand new song out, but I love that song. They do a terrific job on it, along with Red, Red Wine, which, of course, is a song that just most recently was awarded a certified double platinum. They have sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. Joining us from UB40 is Matt Doyle and the founding member, Robin Campbell. Robin, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Now, you guys are a little late in the day over there across the pond, but I'm glad that you are able to come here and chat with us. And I'm going to play, a little later on in the show, the brand new record that you have out, CD, I should say, called Champion, which is the first single from your upcoming 2023 CD called UB45. Now, you got to tell us why you changed it from UB40 to UB45.
Well, we're celebrating next year. 2023 will be our 45th year as a band, so yeah, you'd be 45.
45 years. That's unbelievable and such a great sound. I mean this. And also, by the way, I want to make mention of the fact that that song is the official anthem of the 2022 Commonwealth Games, which is hosted by UB40's hometown of Birmingham, England. unique way that this name came about. Robin, you were there in the beginning. Tell us how that whole thing became UB40. I think it's fascinating.
What, the name UB40? Are you asking me how the name UB40 came about?
Yes.
Well, the UB stands for unemployment benefits, and the 40 was the number on the form that everybody who was unemployed had one of those cards, a UB40 card. It was kind of your identity card when you went to sign on to get your unemployment benefit, and we were all unemployed, so it was something that was common to us all, so it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, I gotta tell you something, I think that is the most clever way to get a band name ever. When I read that, I was really fascinated by that. Matt, you're kind of new as the new vocalist taking over for Duncan Campbell, and this is a song that you're, of course, featured on. What's it like joining a group that's been around for 45 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. It's been, you know, very educational. I've let forward, so to speak, into a role that I guess what I was always working towards, and, you know, to be noticed and picked up by UB40 was just incredible. And I still have to, you know, I still find myself pinching myself just to see if I'm dreaming or not.
Well, I have to tell you, the combination, the formula that this band has is absolutely sensational. Robin, when you started the band, okay, what was the goal? Was it to put pop and reggae together? Because if it came later on, you know, I can see something evolving, but to come right out of the chute with it is really a stroke of genius.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't really genius. It was just all we ever wanted to be was a reggae band. And we were trying to sound like Jamaican reggae artists, but obviously we come from Birmingham, so it sounded different, and it came out, you know, with all the subconscious influences that we get living in England, the music comes out sounding slightly different. And, yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Jamaican reggae has always been Jamaican pop music, and all we were doing was carrying on that tradition, making it, you know, commercial. But also, we're heavily into the dub reggae as well, you know, and have been ever since we started. We just wanted to take reggae to the world, you know, and that was the intention, and it just happened that we got a sound together that people liked and identified with, and it was it worked for us, you know, on a global scale.
From England, was it difficult getting airplay with a reggae beat? Because, let's face it, different parts of the world sometimes don't understand. We had songs back in the 60s with Miriam Makeba called the Pata Pata. And, you know, that was hard getting airplay here in America. Was it accepted in England with the reggae?
Well, before we arrived on the scene, there was a very large reggae market in the UK. Because we had a high influx of Jamaican immigrants in the 50s, so they and their kids that were born in England grew up listening to reggae music, you know. So there'd already been, through the late 60s and early 70s, there'd already been quite a bit of successful reggae in the British chart. It didn't get so much radio play, but there were plenty of Jamaican reggae stars that were well known in the UK and popular. Maybe, you know, when we came along, we took it to another level. But, you know, Marley was around a long time before we were. Bob Marley was the man who globalized reggae, you know.
Right. I'm a singer myself, and I listened to the arrangements of Can't Help Falling in Love with You, which, of course, is an Elvis Presley song. And everybody always says, well, why would you redo an Elvis Presley song? I must tell you that that arrangement of that song is so good, and the brass and everything is so well arranged, that if anybody is going to make that a hit again, and you guys did, it's that your group, UB40. That's a great arrangement. And Red, Red Wine, I think that was written by Neil Diamond, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's another one.
Yeah, they're just tunes that we decided to cover, not even knowing the original artist was Neil Diamond. We knew the reggae version from sort of 1969, and we were covering that. We had no idea it was a Neil Diamond song. But
really?
The Elvis one, we were asked to do for a movie soundtrack, and we delivered it so late that they didn't use it. So we had it sitting on the shelf until it got used in Sharon Stone movie, Sliver.
Yeah.
And we released it anyway, and it went number one in like 30 countries.
And the video is great, too, with Sharon Stone in it. It's just so well done. The arrangements, I'm just blown away by it. I'm not saying that because you're a guest on the show. I really mean it. Now, let's talk about extensive tour that starts the 18th of this month and goes to September 18th in America. You're going to be in Knoxville, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Newark, New York, Boston, every place. And then on the 12th of December, you're going back to England with a tour that will last through the month. That's a pretty exhausting tour, but I got to admit, boy, I tell you, I think you're going to pack them in. You've got all great markets here, Matt.
Yeah, that's right, man. It's going to be incredible. You know, this is, for me, the first kind of proper tour. You know, we did some dates around the UK and around Europe a couple of months, but yeah, this is just really exciting, man. I've always dreamed of coming to the States. You know, I think it's what a lot of musicians, a lot of artists in the UK dream of doing. You know, it means you've made it to a certain level, and it's just incredible. And you know, the guys they've got so many cool stories that they tell me about going out to the States, and it's going to be awesome getting to see all these places and yeah, kind of getting a almost like a tour, I guess, from the, you know, the guys have been there previously, so they're going to know what's what, and yeah, it's really exciting, man.
And this is going to be your first time in the States, Matt?
That's right.
Well, you'll love it. Now, you got a opener, the original Wailers, featuring Al Anderson, Maxi Priest, and Big Mountain. Now, they're going to do the U.S. tour. Are they also going to do the England tour?
No, that is specifically and exclusively the U.S. lineup, which, you know, I think it's a great lineup. If you're a reggae fan, then you're going to want to come and see it, you know. It's every kind of reggae there is. And we, you know, we know Maxi very well. We know the Wailers well. I'm looking forward to meeting Big Mountain and hearing them, so I think it's a great lineup.
Well, I got a couple of dates here that you're playing in Florida that I'm going to try to get to, including Boca Raton. Where can we go website-wise so that everybody get it on your website and make sure they make plans to go see this great tour?
Well, our website is UB40.global, but if you go to any of the social media, Instagram or Facebook, UB40 official, you'll find us there, and you can find the dates there as well. It's not just the US. I mean, we've got UK dates, plus Australia, New Zealand straight after Christmas.
Wow.
And we'll be touring extensively next year because, obviously, we're celebrating our 45th year.
Congratulations on that. We hope that you return and chat more about it. And, again, I want to make mention of the fact that their new song is out right now called Champion. Please, guys, come back. You're terrific, and I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing you when you're in America from England. I'd love to have you back. You are great musicians and singers and songwriters.
Thank you very much.
Matt Doyle and the founding member, Robin Campbell, for UB40. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Zedgie today. And I am so happy to have our next guest on the show with us. He's been with us in the past. Funny, funny guy. And the other night, I watched till 5 o'clock in the morning a complete marathon of Impractical Jokers. Great show. And joining us, comedian, actor, and producer, Joe Gatto. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
My son, Scott, who I mentioned before, you guys know each other, he was in from St. Louis, and he said, Dad, you want to watch some Impractical Jokers? I said, yeah, I love that show. So we started about 10 o'clock. At about 5:30 in the morning, we said, well, I think it's time to go to bed right now.
Sorry for keeping you up, Ron. I'm glad it didn't put you to sleep, though.
No, it didn't put me to sleep. You were one of the founding members of the Tenderloins Comedy Troupe, of course, which is the four gentlemen and Impractical Jokers. I know that you've left the show for personal reasons, but when that show premiered, Joe, back somewhere around 2011 on True TV, it became a sensation, and it plays well to this very day. I don't know how you guys do it. We were having a little conversation about, could I do that stuff? And, you know, I know you've gotten Joey Fatone involved with a lot of things, but I just couldn't do that. You try to pull off a toupee off of somebody in a restaurant that you thought had a toupee.
Yeah, it was crazy to be able to, I've always made those guys laugh with, so to be able to just to do that for a living and be able to use my nerve, the good of comedy, felt very nice.
Well, did you ever fear, or did it really happen sometimes, that somebody just smashed you? I mean, they just hit you or something? Because some of the things that you do could really embarrass somebody, and of course, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we played the right line of it throughout. You know, we always felt if it got too mean, it wasn't our show. Our show was really about embarrassing ourselves. So I forget, you know, we tried to stay away from anything that would make people mean or angry. And for the most part, if people weren't into it, it was just because they were just having a bad day or whatnot. It wasn't because we were trying to make people feel bad. So luckily, I've never gotten swung on.
I just am amazed at how you have the nerve to do it. And a disc jockey in my past life, where we used to play practical jokes on other guys, but to do it in front of somebody that you've never met before is awesome. But you left the show recently because you wanted to spend more time with your children, but now you are out on the road with your comedy tour. Tell us about it, Joe.
Yeah, it's been really fun to be able to get out in front of the crowd and, you know, my fans and make them laugh again. It's been doing stand-up since the end of January. I started doing my solo stuff, and now I've been fortunate enough to do, you know, theaters and with the fans coming out to laugh and show a little bit more of my side. People get to know me as also a father and, you know, stories from my life growing up. It's just been a nice mix to get in front of people and laugh right now and when we all need it, especially me. So it's been interesting to be out on the road on the weekends and then, you know, during the week, be able to be home to help with homework and dinner and things. It's definitely been an adjustment, but it's going pretty well.
All the domestic things. I have said this to comedians all my life, because I'm in the music end of this as a singer. And I think that out of all of the entertainers out there, whether you're an actor, a sports figure, singer, an author, the hardest job in entertainment, I believe, is comedy. Because as I have said a million times, you're living and dying every 4 seconds. and there's no safety net.
For sure. If you bomb, you bomb.
Yeah, and you bomb on your own. It's a long fall, you know, because you're there by yourself, and I give you a lot of credit. And you're used to working with three other people.
Yeah, so it's interesting when you're, you know, you're now responsible for 100% of the funding instead of just 25%. But it's been working out pretty well. I've got a lot of material just from my life and this crazy journey I've been on, you know, for 46 years. So it's been really fun to get out there and make people laugh and see people smile. And, yeah, like I said, get in front of the fans again who've been, you know, missing being in front of, being able to see me. So it's been really great.
The show goes on, though, without you, does it not? I mean, I don't mean the comedy tour. I mean the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, those guys are still at it.
Do you ever miss it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's impossible not to. It's such a big part of my life for a decade.
Yeah.
You know, but then on the other side of it, I'm, you know, got to focus on what you got to focus on. And this is a different creative outlet I'm able to pursue now without being so focused on the one thing. So there's, you know, but, and of course, I miss working with your friends. You know, I've been making my best friend laugh forever. So that part of it is, you miss that, of course, as well.
Yeah, I would assume that you would. Now, the tour that you're on, I love this tour site schedule, okay? Nice Italian boy. Cannoli Productions is where you go to .com/tour to find out where he's going. Are you going to be down in the Florida area at all, Joe?
Yeah, I'm going to be down in Sarasota, right at the Van Wetzel Performing Arts Hall.
Oh, yeah.
October 27th. Yeah, October 27th, I'm down there.
Good venue. Now, let's talk for a moment about a serious subject, that you are an advocate for animals, and you founded Adopt, Don't Shop. Tell us about that, Joe.
Yeah, we have the Gatto Pups, and we rescue a bunch of animals from different organizations here that need help. Most of them seniors. We focus on giving a lot of senior love to them, give them a couple months before they're on their way out. But all my dogs are named after, you know, Italian desserts and pastries appropriately. You know, Cannoli Productions is actually named after my dog Cannoli. I have, you know, Cannoli, Biscotti, Spumoni, Tartufo. I got all of them, you know. So, and you know, I'm just out there to remind people that shelters are filled with lots of dogs that need a loving home. So if you can, go out and help.
Yeah, that's a great cause. You did a show about the dogs I watched the other night about 4 o'clock in the morning. It was with the little white poodles you left.
I did. Yeah. I provided the dogs. We had to pretend that their names were weird names, and we needed to get some dogs. And they were like, when we came up with the bit, I was like, oh, we could just use my dogs because I have enough. So we just used my dogs for the bit, and it was very fun.
How did you four guys meet?
High school. I know those guys for over 30 years at this point. We met freshman year of high school, and I've been friends ever since.
I tell you something, it's still a great idea, and we miss you on the show, but we wish you all kinds of great luck with this new tour that you're going to be on. Again, go to cannoliproductions.com. The tour is, of course, Joe Gatto, who is absolutely one of the funniest guys in the world, and I mean that complimentary, not because you've been on the show before. I want you to take this as a compliment, okay? You got the look.
Okay, I'll take it, wrong.
I don't want you to, you know, feel bad, but you got the look. You know, a lot of comedians go up there and they just, you know, they should be like insurance salesmen or maybe a shoe salesman or something. But you got the look. You look like you should be a comedian, and you are. You're one hell of a good one, too.
Thank you, Ron. I'm funny looking, Ron. I get it.
No. See, I knew that was going to be taken wrong.
No, it's good. No, I get it. I my body is a weapon. I'm a comedic. I love, you know, physical comedy I grew up with. I love as well. And I just really have honed that with my big dumb face and, you know, my big fat body. I'm not afraid to use them for the good of comedy.
Right here in my manual of how to be a good interviewer, it says, do not embarrass your guest looks or idiosyncrasies. You know, I never read that chapter before. I should really read this book over and over.
You'll get the hang of it, kid. Don't worry. Hang in there. Stick with it, Ron.
I want to tell you are one handsome comedian. I know that.
Thank you. You're not funny, but you're good looking.
I can see why you had so much fun with the other guys on the show. Well, Joe, I don't have to tell you this. You are always welcome here, my friend. And again, go to cannoliproductions.com/tour to find out where Joe's going to be on tour. And if you get a chance to see him, go see him. He's terrific. And I want to tell you something. He's one handsome son of a gun.
He's easy on the eyes, Pat.
The women just gravitate to him. Hey, Joe, you're a good sport. Please come on back and join us again, my friend, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Joe Gatto, if you get a chance to see him, go see him. He's terrific. And he's handsome, too. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie in Western New York has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mattar has been charged with attempted murder and assault. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for quite some time. Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also sparked a fire. The gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts pub with smoke pouring out. Mary Riley, a server at the pub, told WRC-TV that it was pure panic.
I was at the table talking to some regulars that come in, and we all heard a bang, an explosion, so we all just turned around, and I just saw all the debris coming towards back of the pub.
Eight people were taken to the hospital. Four of them were in critical condition. Six other victims were treated at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to Ron Segi today all across the good old USA and around the world. Our next guest is really a fabulous television and film actress. You've seen her on Karate Kid 3, also known for her role in Teen Witch, on TV with Doogie Howser, M.D., Twin Peaks, Savannah, and Saving Grace. And I have to tell you, she started at a very young age. Actually, she made her debut as a child artist in the television movie Summer of My German Soldier. Joining us right now, I like what she said, Robin Lively. Hi, Robin. How are you?
Oh, so great. Thank you so much. That was really fun hearing that the list of credits. And Summer of My German Soldier is not one that I hear often. But, wow, that one was, I think I was like 5 years old in that one.
Oh, you're only 5 years old. You're just a veteran at five. My goodness gracious. But here's something that I found interesting. You made a feature film debut with Robin Williams and Kurt Russell with the comedy drama The Best of Times. Pretty good company to make a debut with in a feature film.
The Best of Times. It was The Best of Times. And, you know, that was actually filmed. I did The Best of Times with Robin Williams and Kurt Russell. And then right after that, I did Wildcats with Goldie Hawn. And Kurt would come on set all the time because, obviously, they're a couple.
Right.
And those were, like, kind of back-to-back. But what great opportunities, what great films those were, what great experiences. Oh, my gosh. Robin Williams, Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell, they were so fantastic.
Well, and you earned an Emmy nomination for your performance as Melissa Harmon in Less Than Perfect Daughter from the American Television Anthology Series, ABC After School Special. Boy, I tell you, you have really struck it very well from the standpoint of acceptance and professionalism. Man, you are something.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I still pinch myself. I'm like, I feel so fortunate to still be doing what I love and to have the opportunities that I do, because our industry has changed so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's become so much more competitive. So every job, I'm like, I can't believe I'm still here. I'm so grateful to still be doing what I love. And, you know, just recently I was on the Fox lot and doing 911 Lone Star, and I was like, oh, I've got to go up to stage 21 and see the Doogie Howser stage and the Chicago Hope. And I have such great memories, and I just revel in the fact that, you know, that I'm still doing it.
Oh, I think you'll be doing it for a long, long time, too.
Well, I hope so.
Well, let's talk about this new movie that actually has started streaming the other day on Pure Flix. Okay, that's right. It's not Flex, it's Flix. I always get my flicks. Uh-huh. I always get my flixes and flexes mixed up. But this is Pure Flix, and it's a family feature film called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And it not only stars you, but it also stars your real life husband, Bart Johnson. How was it working with your husband? I work with my wife on this radio show and in my production company. And some days it's great, and some days, well, then there's some days.
Well, you know, look, it was short-lived. You know, we worked together for a couple of weeks, and it was so wonderful because we've worked together, but never as a couple. So we've never had scenes like we did in this film. And honestly, like, I think we knew it was going to be great. We didn't know that it was going to be as special as it was, because you're going into this, normally, like, you'll get a role, and you'll meet your fellow actor, and you have no history together. You're manufacturing all of these moments and these emotions and feelings and history. And Bart and I, like, we come with it all, you know? It's like, oh, roll the cameras. This is our life, you know? And also in this film, we also have three kids, so we were able to draw upon so many real life experiences. And we saw it together recently, and I was like, oh gosh, this is like, it's so great. Like, look at us. There we are.
I think it's the perfect combination, because you don't really have to act. In fact, you mentioned the fact about your husband. You know, when he read the script, I understand he said, this is my life. But let's talk about the book. This is actually predicated, based on a best-selling book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, by Dr. Meg Meeker. And it's very, very realistic. It talks about the struggles roles that you have as a parent. And mm-hmm. I think everybody will agree that being a parent is one of the greatest callings of all time. I'm a parent to two young men, and that responsibility can be overwhelming. It can be beautiful, and sometimes you just want to, boom, smash them in the head.
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course.
And I have never done that, so I want to just make mention of that so Child Services isn't notified. But tell us about it, because you play the role of Connie and Stephen, parents to Abby, Zoe, and Bridget. And you mentioned you do have three daughters in real life?
No, we have one daughter and two boys. We have three kids.
That's even more confusing than just having the three daughters. Tell us about the premise of the story, because I think really this kind of a story is going to be so relatable to so many viewers.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I'm so excited to be a part of this film and the message that it sends and the importance that a role of the father is. And it's not to diminish or minimize whatsoever the role of the mother, but this is just focusing on that particular relationship between father and daughter and how you're not indispensable and how crucial your role is as a father to your daughters and the influence on them and how special that relationship is. And yeah, you know, my husband and I, like, we've experienced similar situations with our own kids and we're there for each other. And I don't know how single parents do it. I really don't. But I see so much the value of my husband's role as a father and his influence on our daughter. And yeah, I think that's what this focuses on.
When you talk about the father-daughter relationship, I know there's three daughters in the show, but does mm-hmm. it address the a father-son relationship or a mother-daughter or a mother-son?
No, it really, this one is just mainly highlighting the father-daughter relationship and the one with the daughter that's leaving the nest, well, that has left the nest, and basically, you know, learning how to let go, in a sense. I mean, you never really let go, right? But it's trusting them. You know, like my husband and I, we thought we had our kid's life totally mapped out for him, our 19-year-old. And it's like, it's the realization of like, oh, well, your kids are going to come in with a totally different idea of what they want for their lives. Yeah, I think it's like, it gives the message of the importance of doing right by your kids, not necessarily being their best friend all the time, which we, you know, you toggle between like, well, you don't want your kids to be mad, but how important it is to do the right thing by them and make those hard decisions.
You know, Robin, I listen to you talk, and I can almost say that that is a story of my life and other people in my realm of friends that feel the same mm-hmm. way. I can remember the day that my oldest son said, I am moving to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I came down here from a small town in Pennsylvania to bring mm-hmm. you to new opportunities in Orlando, Florida, and now you are leaving me and your mother to go to St. Louis. And I'm thinking to myself, what the heck are you thinking about, right?
Right.
And that's just the way it is. He reminded me of the fact that I didn't go into my father's and my parents' line of business. I went into broadcasting at a very young age, so he kind of turned it around a little bit. But some of the dreams that you have, and a lot of parents live vicariously through their children, and I don't think that's fair now that I look back on my life.
Right. Yeah, of course. Wow, we certainly have had that similar experience with our son, who was like, you know, we were like, oh no, this is what you're doing. We've got this plan for you. And he's like, well, actually, I got another idea. This is how it's going to go.
You know, I mentioned to somebody the other day, I said, you know, my father passed away when I was only 19 years old. He was 55.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I always said he never lived long enough for me to tell him how smart he really was. And my son's now are past that age that they should be recognizing that, and they haven't said it yet. So I don't know. I'm running a little short on that. Well, this is a great show. It really is, and I wish you an enormous amount of success with it. It's called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. It's on Pure Flix, streaming right now, and it stars our guest Robin Lively, which, by the way, I love that name.
Thank you. I love it, too. I really do. I love my name. I'm so happy I can say that. But thank you so much. I really hope that everyone enjoys it. I think it's such a fun film, and it's got such a great message, and there's a lot of heart and comedy, and I think it's obviously very, very relatable. So,
and I like you as a guest. I think in 30 years, the first time you've been on the show, would you come back again? You're delightful.
Of course I will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Anytime.
Anytime. Sounds like a winner. And we'll be watching, okay, Robin?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. What a great lady, and a show that I think is going to have a lot of legs to it as far as viewership is concerned. Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. It's out right now, streaming on Pure Flix, FLIX. We're going to take a quick pause, but there's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest is a friend of our show for many, many years. She is an Emmy Award-winning consumer tech journalist. She hosts of the Digital Lifestyle Series for USA Today. You've seen her on the Today Show, The Talk, and she lives in an area of the country that I want to go visit. Joining us right now is Jennifer Jolly. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so
much for having me, Ron.
She lives up there near Seattle in a great state, Washington, and I want to go see the Boeing plant. I hear so many things about it, and I assume you were there, right?
I have. I've toured the Boeing plant. It is absolutely incredible. It is so worth visiting any time you have a chance.
Well, I'm going to do that. Let's talk about something that is ironically so huge these days. Nearly two-thirds of the Americans, and this blew me away, consider themselves gamers. That's more than 200 million people that had no idea.
It's not just thumb twitching youngsters anymore either. It's people of all ages. It's senior citizens. It's families. It's kind of an incredible community. And, you know, more women play video games than ever before. It's kind of like the new take me away moment for people to just kind of, you know, sometimes it's brain games. They're better for your cognitive ability, or they video games to get you working out. You know, this is an incredible time to engage with some of this content.
For somebody like me who has enough trouble just opening and closing a door, okay, is it hard to get into? Is it hard to learn?
No, it really isn't. And, you know, there are some games that are easier than others. There are a lot of communities. If you can find a community of like-minded gamers, whether you find it on Facebook or you find it on Twitch or, you know, kind of a video gaming platform, there are a lot of people who will help you. And it's just a really incredible way to kind of spend some time these days.
It's amazing. And you talk about ages, all ages. You know, the latest fad far as being outside at these over 55 communities these days is not shuffleboard, it's pickleboard or pickleball or some kind of a dill pickle, something. I don't know what it is.
Pickleball.
It's
so popular.
Yeah.
Funny.
I'm assuming that the gamers are going to enter that same demographic very, very soon if they're not already there. So what are the trends you see in the games, and how do you start this whole thing?
Well, one of the biggest trends that I'm seeing right now is all about transforming your video gaming world. So let's say you mostly play video games on your living room television. It's transforming that video gaming world into a really immersive, high-tech playground. Some of the devices that are great for that include the Philips Hue Play Sync Box and the Philips Hue Gradient Light Strip. We've all heard of and we're familiar with surround sound for our televisions, our movie theaters, things like that.
Right.
But this provides surround lighting. So the box syncs smart lights to on-screen content. You can do surround lighting for movies, TV, music, and gaming. And then the light strip comes in a few different lengths to mount directly on the back of your television. It's really simple. And then it comes to life with more than 16 million colors. This is great for gaming dens or even dorm rooms. And you can use these two things together or separately as long as you have a Philips Hue Bridge, which a lot of people have for their smart lights too. And then what's really cool here, you can pair it with your dream television screen. I'm also using an LG Electronics 32-inch Ultra Gear gaming monitor, because it lets you see the game as it was meant to be seen, with really vivid colors, really responsive graphics, and lighting refresh rates for a gaming experience that is fast, fluid, and responsive. And it's also ergonomically designed, so it has kind of a next-gen look that's virtually borderless and fully adjustable. So those three gadgets are a really good place to start building your next-generation gaming space.
I was in an electronics store yesterday, and I saw gaming screens, gaming headsets, gaming mouses, and what really got me is gaming chairs. I mean, actually, chairs that are very comfortable to spend time gaming on.
You know, once you try one of those gaming chairs, you really never go back in terms of office chairs or desk chairs. They're designed so that you don't get carpal tunnel, and they're better for your back a lot of times, and you can spend anywhere from $100 up to like $10,000 on a specific gaming chair. So yeah, that's a whole crazy world too. Did you sit in one that does like massages your back or anything?
Well, I have in the past. They didn't have them at this particular store, but I will tell you one thing. They are very, not only comfortable, but they're awfully good looking too. They're very cool.
Yeah, it's not just kind of high-tech weirdness anymore. It actually fits right in with beautiful design, whether you're classic design or modern design, transitional. It's pretty great.
I was going to get one just for my studio chair because I spend a lot of time behind a microphone.
Everybody everybody wants to just seamlessly go from playing a video game on their big screen TV at home to playing it on their mobile device on the go. And there are a ton of great new gadgets so that you can take your games really anywhere in the world. One of my favorites is under $100. It's called the Moga XP7 X Plus controller. It's compatible with the Xbox Game Pass and any really controller-enabled mobile games and devices. So Fortnite's a really fun one to play in it. And it gives you the freedom to game on the go without sacrificing a competitive advantage. Plus, it charges your gadget, your smartphone, wirelessly while you're playing the mobile games, too. I love that. And then, while we're kind of on this idea of next-generation awesomeness, if your carrier just happens to be AT&T, you can test out the very best of 5G gaming with the award-winning hit game Control Ultimate Edition. Now, this is normally $40, Ron, but this is free for anyone who has a post-paid account, which most of us do. And it's a pretty big deal and pretty big giveaway because you really need the strongest network tech available to make this level of game work on a mobile device. And it's the first time it's been available with click-to-play access. You don't have to subscribe to it. So this is a big money saver. No subscriptions, no downloads. People can try it right this second just by going to att.com/play now. And then you mentioned money. Now, here's the thing. That one video game alone normally costs $40. And I see this all the time. Like, kids really want a video game. Their parents splurge. They buy it. It's $40. It's $60. They play with it a few times and then never again. So check out my go-to for scoring great deals on all things video game. You and I have talked about it before. It's called SlickDeals.net. This is where all those shoppers help other people like you and me find the best products at the best prices. 12 million people vetting and voting up the very best deals from all the top retailers. And there just happens to be a super passionate community of gamers at Slick Deals too. And if you use the cashback rewards, Slick Deals cashback rewards, you can actually earn money back on some of your top gaming gear too. So that's really a win-win-win-win-win.
It is not inexpensive to get into this. That is great. You're not talking about big numbers there. Let me put it this way. It's less than a quarter of a tank of gas. That's great. Well, Jennifer, we can go to techish.com, can we not?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And I want to thank Andy Marchese from Graceland. Coming up this Tuesday, 16th, marks the 45th anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley. Also want to thank the great guitarist and rock and roll in the Hall of Fame, James Burton, remembering his 11 years with the King. I want to thank UB40, comedian Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers, actress Robin Lively, and talking about trends in gaming, Jennifer Jolly. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.